Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? The man is a force. He is still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. But what's mind-blowing is that he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than the guys half his age. It is all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and down it. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Rob, you're liking it, right?
Yeah, I'm taking it. Robert's taking it. We both love it. And as someone who loves lemonade, it does taste like strawberry lemonade. Every day I take it, my digestion is smoother. I have energy. I feel younger. It's great stuff.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/TMOS for up to 44% off your regular priced order. And remember, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/TMOS today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
But when the bear stands, he tends to stand like hulking over for balance.
This guy has...
You know, he's waving.
Yeah, this is definitely a bear suit. Because the posture alone is something that from the 1930s.
Yeah, well,
finishing school.
He has better posture than me.
Yes.
Pandas are...
Okay, folks, here's a secret. Pandas are overrated.
Oh, I hate that you say that. Pandas are cool. They're cute. They're cuddly.
They'd kill you.
And they could probably kill us, as we learned in Tropic Thunder.
Oh.
This is what I got from Mac in a private email, which now I'll make public. With your permission, Mac.
Sure.
Thank you. See? CEOing. Growing up.
That's very good. Oscar.
I said. Yeah.
I'm going to hit you in the face now, if that's okay?
Yeah, just
that's
to confirm.
Fine.
Yay,
okay,
nay.
Thank you. Good.
A nod, and I will continue.
Just initial here.
So I'm going to strike you now. Not if that's okay.
That's right.
I need a verbal one. We're on the radio. No.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. And now, here's Rob.
Hello.
Oh, if I don't get a Rob and Oscar on a week that I'm supposed to be off, what else am I going to complain about?
Well, I mean, the very fact is you shouldn't even be here.
Yeah, but at least you'd have a, here's, you know what? We can do it with AI. I'll talk to Rob Ford. Sorry, dude. Gonna have to take a creative license and do
dude AI?
Here's Rob and Oscar.
All right, well, we are live and cranky. From the Podbean
Media
Studios.
I'm not cranky. I just realized that I gave up on that so long ago. I didn't make a big deal about it. Now I will.
All right. Then you know what? Choose your battles. We're live.
I will fix them.
Not cranky. From the Podbean Media Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is The Mike O'Mara Show. Now in our second decade, TMOS is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for our program. If you're a first-time listener, sit back, relax, and leave the driving to us. You are in for a treat. And for our longtime friends, thank you for your continued support and spreading the word every day about TMOS in great places like, it's the first time you're hearing these cities, Glen Eagles Golf Course in Stirling, Scotland,
ooh,
Mount Rainier National Park in Washington, Ypsilanti, Michigan, Willemstad, Curacao, you're going to like this one.
Give it.
Las Lunas.
Oh, nice.
Two Moons, New Mexico. And Netherlands, Antilles.
Las Lunas.
I have a L-U-N-A-S. Is that right?
That's two Mondays.
Is it? No,
Lunas is Monday.
What's
Lunas is moon.
So it's two Mondays?
Moons.
Okay. Okay, and Netherlands Antilles.
Two Mondays.
TMOS is on the air and everywhere, so let's get started.
Two for two Mondays. It's Wednesday, people.
Wednesday's birthdays?
Is it Wednesday's birthdays?
No, it's always Thursday's birthdays.
But today is Wednesday, right?
It is, all day.
Got a hot call this morning. Well, didn't get a hot call. Saw
a sizzling text.
A sizzling group text that Mike is sick.
Yes. Fevers, aches, pains.
Yeah, look, not to alarm anybody, but COVID is back, baby. And probably the third person in the past 3 weeks, not here in the DC area. Well, that not in the office, at least,
mm-hmm.
that has popped positive for COVID.
My Uncle Sam actually popped positive for COVID.
The gentleman on the posters?
Not the gentleman that says, I want you, but my Uncle Samuel.
I was like, not Uncle Sam.
Yeah, and he wants you to wear a mask. Him and his wife both popped positive.
Really?
Yeah. So it's out there, folks.
Yeah, and look, this is not a Debbie Downer situation.
No.
Mike is strong. Mike is virile, as we've learned,
yes.
And he will get through this.
Uh-huh.
Though, we'd be silly to ignore the fact that, how do you feel when you hear that again? Like, it's not strange for me. It's kind of commonplace, but I also...
I hate it.
Like, I felt numb to it. Some people might feel scared.
I feel angry that we're still seeing it. I thought we could have hopefully been past it.
Yeah, but you knew it wasn't gone, right?
I know. But also, it makes me feel that somehow people aren't being stupid as much as they're being discourteous. For if you show the symptoms, don't go out. Period.
Yeah, but they don't know they have it.
But if you have the symptoms, you should be checking yourself. You think there are people that are asymptomatic running around?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's part of this it's part of this the general, that's how it's spread, right? Like,
right.
Some people just don't have it. They don't show symptoms and then they go out. Or people that do, they're like, oh, this is the summer flu everyone's talking about.
I think that's what's going on a lot. People think they've got like a little flu or a cold or something.
I'm not even mad at people. I'm just like,
let's
make
everybody.
Peace with this. If we make peace with this and we don't make it a big deal, and I'm talking it out here with you.
Right.
Where you're like, this is part of life. And I don't know what they did when polio was around. They were hoping, you know, that it was eradicated. So you'd walk around. I don't even know what, that's the only thing I can think about, right?
Right.
Or the Spanish flu.
Yeah, the flu epidemic of 19, I guess it was.
But we have it pretty good. We have it pretty good. If this is the first, and again, no confirmation on COVID.
No, not at all.
We're just going, I'm getting off a few calls from people who are like, oh, he's like, bad week last week, had COVID. And maybe.
But I hadn't heard of anyone popping positive for a while.
Yeah, then I think relatively new that it's happening more often, at least within my eyes,
mm-hmm.
and our circle of friends. But more importantly, is this a good time to just make peace with it?
Just like accept it, like it's the flu.
It's like the flu, and anybody else has it, not stigmatize it. God willing.
Granted, it's a totally different scene than it was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, if you're autoimmune and you have not had been vaccinated, there's over-the-counter options. I think we're alleging something about Mac that we don't know, and that's not our place to ask him legally. God bless you, Mac. Whatever you want to do.
I'm vaccinated.
Okay, thank you. So
he got all four of them.
He got. But there was a sense of like, man, not Bizarroville, but like, oh. Like a year ago, hearing that would have rocked me.
Oh, panic you.
But now, 2023, July, August 1st, or August 2nd today.
Thank you. Wednesday.
So that's happening.
It wasn't that long ago that someone would have a false positive and everything would shut down. You'd panic. You'd go to get the full test and everything.
And I don't want to relive it or
belabor that here. I don't.
But it's something I think that maybe people just aren't talking about. They're actively made peace with the fact that it exists.
Mm-hmm. But that's why Mike's not here, because I was afraid if we linked up with him, I would get it.
No, he just couldn't do the show. I get that.
I'm kidding.
But I had rescheduled one of my meetings, so I said, you know what? I can do the show.
You know what you are?
What has been the...
You're a hero.
What has been... Is Oscars away? Like, is it vacation? What is it? It's a workation?
No, we've been saying you've been off CEOing.
Off CEOing.
Yeah.
That's my friends, America. Like, they diminish even the fact that I'm running another business. I call it CEOing.
Well, that's what you are. You're
buy,
not?
Sell, buy, sell, buy, sell.
You are a CEO, a chief executive officer.
I don't feel like that all the time, but...
But I want you to right now feel like that. And we know that with that comes responsibilities.
Yes.
And you are handling them.
I am handling them.
You are CEO. If we said Oscar is not here today because he's chief executive officering?
Yeah, there are. You have to prepare for board meetings. You have to prepare for other meetings.
That's
so
right.
You need time for that to adequately get that done in a sophisticated and thoughtful and effective manner.
That's right.
Except for when your friend gets sick and says, let's figure out how to do a show. Well, and we're here.
We were on a skeleton crew yesterday. And with Mike out, I was like, wow, this is really not going so well. Yeah. But I'm glad you came in.
Speaking of CEOing.
Yeah.
A peek behind the curtain.
Oh, I love this. This is exciting. Like a reality show.
So Mac had a stomach bug. I can share that, right, Mac? You're cool with that?
Yeah, yeah, okay, of course. Great.
I didn't know it was a stomach bug.
He didn't tell me it was a stomach bug.
But yesterday I was working from home with the stomach bug.
Yes.
So then I started.
You also had a stomach bug?
And I didn't know that Mac had one.
Oh.
This is what I got from Mac in a private email, which now I'll make public. With your permission, Mac?
Sure.
Thank you. See? CEOing, growing up.
That's very good, Oscar.
I said, he's all grown up. Cover your ass. Yeah. So,
I'm going to hit you in the face now, if that's okay?
Yeah, just
that's
to confirm.
Fine.
Yay,
okay,
nay.
Thank you. Good.
A nod, and I will continue.
Just initial here.
So, I'm going to strike you now. Nod, if that's okay.
That's right.
I need a verbal one. We're on the radio. No.
I need a verbal confirmation.
A lot has changed for the better.
Yeah.
So I read the email. I'm like, And the message from Mac before I found out he had a stomach bug was just a clear. He goes, look, I'm not feeling good this morning, but I'm going to be in for TMOS.
And you know what? To add to this, the day before, he came to me pre-show and said that he had another issue that was bothering
him. Correct, correct, correct. And I got that. So I was like, okay.
And I assumed it was related.
Correct.
And I'm not going to give him grief about that.
No. We knew we were coming in. We knew we were hiring a broken wing bird that we needed. Nurse back to health. So
blackbird fly.
So
into the night with a dark black sky.
I called our little birdie, and I said,
"Tweet? Did you send him a tweet?"
I said, "Tweet, tweet."
You sent him an X.
An X. Hey man, not for nothing. Not a great look for you to come in for the one show that doesn't pay your salary.
Misplaced priorities.
Not going to work. Right. Either you're sick or you're not. What say you? No response. So I pick up the phone.
Oh, this is good. Oscar only calls when it's good news.
Of my busy day. And I say, hey, man, just want to reiterate what I said. And he completely understood.
Good.
I said, Pony's at home staring at his sugar glider. Maybe he can come up with a solution with you. Let's work that out. So they worked it out.
Good.
And I heard there was a great interview yesterday.
It was wonderful. It was
so
from,
cool.
Remember FK Your Restaurant?
Yes.
That we saw down in...
Your Diet. Right?
That's right. FK Your Diet.
Yes.
Forgive me. I misspoke.
I wasn't even there and I remember that.
That's right.
It was funny because I was like, hey... And then I had a longer conversation with Mac and I said, hey, Mac, this is CEOing.
Yes.
If the Mike O'Mara show is creating so much havoc on your immune system...
Right.
Because there's a lot of stress involved. Not stress for a regular person, but stress for anybody just because you're running a live show.
Sure.
Maybe it's not the right place for you and I can't have you infringing on your Podville duties.
Yeah.
He goes, no, I'm good, I'm good, I'm good. I just had a stomach bug. And I said, weird, I had a stomach bug and we didn't engage the day before.
No kissing?
No.
No hugging?
Not that usual.
Yeah, we didn't even cross paths until Saturday.
And usually... you know, you do that bit where you spit in my face and then...
Is that CEOing too? No.
That's off the clock.
Yeah, off the clock. He's like, I'm leaving. And I'm like, well, there's that respect I've been looking for.
All righty.
No, I'd rather in my face than behind my back, as I always say.
I understand.
So then I was like, oh, is there a viral bug going around? And then I hear Michael Mara's sick.
Yes.
Right?
But not a stomach thing.
Not a stomach thing.
Mm.
Weird.
Yeah, it is weird. I do recall yesterday I found out about the new arrangements about 1-ish,
mm-hmm.
and at about 2:15 began setting up for the show. And when Mike joined in, he said, "And where's Mac?"
Yeah.
I said, "Mac won't be in today." Yeah. He says, "Aha, we've hired another one."
Well, Mac, that's not your fault.
And it's not.
I know.
It's not at all.
And do not, Michael Mara does not reflect the views of Podville.
No, not at all.
Just to clarify.
He's an independent contractor.
Yes. The other side is that, okay, so then I'm like, Mike's sick. Mac was sick. I was sick.
Yeah.
And I'm not proud to say a stomach bug got the best of me.
They're the worst, though. You can't play through that.
By the end of the day, I was Donald Ducking it.
Oh, that bad.
Yes, because I was like, well, it's like just the exercise of pulling down my MeUndies.
A more appropriate character to liken yourself to might be Winnie the Pooh.
No pants?
No pants, but also great name for that.
No. It was more like Donald Duck because I had the confidence of Donald and the strut of Donald. But at any moment, I had it.
Were you yelling at inanimate objects like Donald?
No, I was
like a dripping faucet or a folding chair.
I was upset. I said, "Why put MeUndies back on if it's just going to be this for the next few hours?"
And folks should know that MeUndies is a brand. He's not talking like a pirate.
Yeah, no.
Why put MeUndies back on?
No. I have plenty of MeUndies.
Yes, of course.
And then, so the dog stayed home with me yesterday as I'm shooting out emails and
that's not all.
Doing things I haven't done in some time on that porcelain throne. I said to myself,
and you have one bathroom in your home.
One bathroom.
That's right.
When the dog's staring at you to see if you're okay, you know you're in the depths of a battle.
I remember this when you at my very sickest, yeah. When the dog just stares at you.
Yeah.
Because, and I don't know that it's concern. I think he's saying, wait a second. He's not getting me treats.
Yeah. He's like, we're not going out today, I guess. This is all we get.
All we get is this, that sort of a... Spin art and no walking today?
On the upside, who needs Ozempic? I'm down 8 pounds.
Now, do you think it was something you ate or was it something
definitely,
viral?
Definitely, because the day before, I had a tuna.
Okay.
From a shop, we'll go unnamed. I don't want to besmirch the good name. And I felt the bubbling of the guts.
Was the sandwich you got at this place, was it a foot long?
No, it wasn't even a football-long place.
Okay.
They're in a French metric system.
There's your problem. They're trying to poison you.
They,
eat the tuna.
Like, I felt the stomach bubbling guts before
bed. It usually
bed.
Happens about 2 to 2.5 hours after you consume.
I had a late lunch, and I said, well, this is going to be interesting, and I stayed up all night.
Oh, it's the worst.
Up and down the stairs. Why up and down the stairs? Because as I was in bed, Chan's like, I can't handle this. Go downstairs.
But the bathroom is upstairs.
Correct.
She should go. So did you sleep on the couch?
Yeah.
Isn't your couch white?
No, I'm not some sort of child. I can control myself.
I know, but I'm just saying that the wise move might have been putting her on the couch.
You weren't wearing pants.
No, that happened the next day.
Okay.
When it was enough, and enough draws up and down. I went 3 rolls of toilet paper. It was embarrassing.
Mac has taken maybe a creepy level of interest in this.
Yeah.
Yes, but so, you weren't wearing pants.
So that was that.
Are you hydrated today?
I feel great.
Good.
I feel great today.
Good.
It's like, it's getting, anyone that's ever had a stomach bug, I remember days where I missed, like I used to yearn for them when during the pandemic, because that's when you know you could lose a quick 10, right?
Sure.
And then when everybody's washing their hands and you're not seeing anybody, you don't get sick.
Yeah, that's true.
So now we're back at it. We're back at it. And
I got one when we came back from New Orleans. I think it was a bad oyster.
Did you? Oh, that is terrible.
And it was. I won't say this is related, but did you ever have one of those rockets when you were a kid that you would fill with water and then pump it with air and release it?
Correct.
And the water would propel it? I had visions of that.
They're back in style.
Are they?
Yeah, I'd see them all over TikTok.
That's great.
But yeah, that's a good analogy. I guess buyer beware. If it's late in the afternoon and that
baguette, they got to move that tuna.
And that baguette with tuna kind of looks like it's discoloring. Don't think it's no big deal. It's got some sort of festeria or listeria, whatever you call it.
Festeria.
Something on there. And it'll.
Wisteria.
It'll get
flour.
You that afternoon. So
sure.
Say no.
Yeah.
And then the other one
you should have had the ham.
I think we're all kind of less vigilant on the wiping down surfaces.
That could
and
be.
Then, you know, wiping off, washing your hands and not, you know, having to get that one long hair in your nose in the middle of the day. Like, just go back to just being scared and we will all stay healthy.
Remember, that's a message from the Mike O'Mara Show. Be afraid. Be
no,
very
no, I'm
afraid.
Just saying, like, be, go back to your, like,
vigilance.
The vigilance of being clean.
Yes.
And we'll all be better. You don't have to wear a mask. I'm not saying that's what you have to do. Didn't on the, you know, multiple plane trips I've been up and down on.
You didn't
Boston.
Mask up? That's good.
Didn't mask up.
Uh-huh.
But wash your hands.
Got definitely. To. With soap.
Wipe down. I wiped down the serving tray, the every side. Like, I don't know where Mike's going, but I'm wiping down every time I get back in the car,
well,
when I leave the car.
Two nights of football practice.
Oh, well, I mean, that's a petri dish. All those kids sweating it
I up. Know. Probably the stuff's just flying around.
Yeah. Well, look, at least he'll have the, again, don't know if that's the case. We're going to find
no,
out
don't.
Soon enough.
Yeah.
But if he does, he'll have the natural immunity that the, you know, the whoever gave it to us wanted us to have if we survived it.
That's right.
I was about to get political.
No. What is they called? The herd immunity.
The herd immunity.
You see, we're going to be set.
Mac, when's the last time you heard about COVID in your life?
When I had COVID.
And you had a bad run of it.
I was near death.
But when was this?
Last week.
Christmas of 2021.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Christmas
but none of your friends, none of your family members?
No, my, like, which is surprisingly enough, my parents who were vaccinated were actually staying with me the first day before when the test went negative. So they came over. They were with me for a day or two, but they never got it.
Man. But not as of late, like no one in your circle.
No, not no. since then, no.
Yeah. I think it's just going to be a commonplace thing.
We just got to get used to it.
We don't even have to think about it.
And I think it's going to continue to sort of mutate and adapt the way flu does
every
year.
Yeah, it'll just be the flu every year.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll
do you think we'll get a yearly shot?
Yes.
I do too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, no need to pray for Mike, but just...
Oh, you can. I do.
He's fine.
I pray for him every night.
He's the least of our... Pray for Rob. Don't pray for Mike. He's going to be just fine.
Right now, I think he takes precedence.
Yeah, he does.
So we'll see.
He does.
But you know what? I'll take your prayers as well.
That's where we are. And that's why I'm here. Hello, America.
You're a hero. That's what it boils down to.
Well, I didn't want us not to do a show.
People like to have a show.
And then I just had a lot to get, you know, off my chest. There's so many conversations. Like, so much has happened since I've been gone.
Yes.
So much. The U.S. team, that radio thing we haven't talked about, I imagine. Like, there's just so much.
Well, I think we have it mostly covered. We mentioned the soccer.
You did?
Yeah.
What was it? That they're not winning the way they should? How can we assert our U.S. dominance with a tie?
I believe that came up.
I don't know.
You're not a big fan of the tie?
Why do I wake up at 3 in the morning to watch a game that's going to be a tie?
Well, what you should do is try to time that with your trips to the bathroom.
It's hard to watch it from the toilet.
Don't you have like a little TV, a Watchman or something? I guess you can use
watch
your phone.
It on your phone.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
There was soccer on Channel 5 this morning. I had to go to Channel 20 to find my news team.
What do you mean Channel 5?
Channel 5 here, WTTG.
Oh, they were playing the game?
Yeah, at 6 a.m.
Yeah, because they started 3, they ended 6. Was it overtime? I don't even know what happened this morning.
You know what? It wasn't a U.S. game.
Oh, so you did, yeah, you're like,
I'm
out.
On it, yeah.
You've always been U.S. first.
Of course, I love this country.
I mean, especially if Uncle Sam's your cousin.
No, that's just, I had another Uncle Sam as well. Neither one of them are the guy from the
neither
poster.
Neither one. Okay.
Now, last night, I did not have any intestinal distress.
God bless.
But I had something I haven't had in a long time.
Yes?
I think you'll enjoy this. We mentioned it on the show, I think last week, and I came out against it.
Mm-hmm.
But over the weekend, I was talking with my mom, and we were talking about food combinations, and we were arguing about which is the best kind of pretzel to get.
Ooh!
And she is a standard thin pretzel-shaped pretzel person. You know, like...
Oh, come on.
Me?
Boring.
I like the rods.
No. A crab pretzel is the way to go. A crab pretzel.
Oh, you mean like an overly seasoned pretzel? Like something with an extra...
No, I'm talking about in the finest restaurants in the D.C. area.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yes.
No, right. You don't. Let me tell America.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't know when I said it. Anyone that's a crab pretzel aficionado knows right away. A soft pretzel with crab dip. Or if you, they really know what they're doing, they're opening up the soft pretzel and then stuffing the crab dip inside of it.
You must excuse me. I was imagining a, and there it is.
Yeah, or right on top.
What I was imagining about is like Old Bay seasoning like instead of salt.
Build a life with that crab pretzel.
I know. You know what? That certainly ain't day-old tuna.
Where did that come from? Give a source. We got a picture up.
Yeah, where is
that
from?
You're watching the show.
It's Jay-Z Eats.
And you know what?
Where's that located? Let's give some credit.
I can find that. Give me a moment.
They're smiling at us. The crab pretzels are.
Oh, don't. No. Well, look at this. We're really going deep, huh? Location. That's all we need.
Drop a pin in it.
Yes.
So,
all right,
anyway.
As he puts that. Anyways, thank you. Somewhere in New Jersey. It looks like it should be. Now, it could be.
Well, New Jersey has good crabs. Blue crabs in New Jersey.
But, I mean, we're Maryland crabs the way to go.
That is. But, I mean, if you're in New Jersey and they're preparing it for you, you take what
a
God
crab,
gives you.
A crab pretzel and a crab bomb can't go wrong.
So, if you're just having plain out-of-the-bag pretzels, though, is what I'm saying.
Peanut butter-filled pretzels.
Oh, so you really, you're not a traditionalist.
Of Hanover, or
didn't you visit Snyder's?
I went to the Utz.
Oh, Utz.
Utz Utes. Company. Utz, as a drab t-shirt calls them. at this point, expensive pretzels, like boutique pretzels, they still like to call them.
Yeah.
What's that brand? I used to bring them in all the time. Jeez.
Anyway, I'm not a boutique pretzel guy. I think I bought rods from Snyder's is what I got. And I like, I don't know. The other ones just seem too flimsy. And if they're the big.
Yeah, but rods are boring.
No, they're not.
Dots.
Dots brand pretzel. I've had them.
Home style pretzels.
I've had
them. They've got a yellow mustard guy, if I'm not mistaken. The Dots pretzels. Fantastic.
And I will occasionally dip a pretzel rod in mustard, but you know, I apply it myself.
$7-$8, a little more expensive. Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
It's got the original season. They have brand new flavors that have come out.
The original is very good.
But yeah, like in a pinch, if you're just going to go like these staples.
Yeah.
The Snyder's peanut butter filled. Can't go wrong.
Okay. You know, and then, but then you get like stuff like combos, and that to me isn't really a pretzel.
Combos is not. Combos is space food for pretzels.
Yeah, it's great though.
Like astronaut ice cream is the combos of pretzels.
The pizza flavored combos are pretty great.
I'm a fan.
Yeah.
But they're not as rewarding as your Dots or a crab pretzels on.
That's a little
it's
fancy.
It's cheating, right?
Yeah, it's good,
but
though.
But if you get it out of a bag, that works. And then there's buffalo...
Seasoned nuggets?
Seasoned nuggets of pretzels.
True. Very true. Also
those
good.
Are fun.
Yeah. But I wanted the rods.
What's your mom's name again?
Sharon.
Sharon. I always try to figure out which mom I'm talking about.
Well, Kathy's
your birth mom.
Yes.
Kathy's your...
Stepmom.
Well, not really. Who's closer these days?
What, as far
still
as
Sharon?
Distance? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they moved to Miami. So.
You have a weird something going on in your head. Let's get back to pretzels.
No, Sharon is a skinny pretzel guy.
Skinny pretzel, yeah.
Okay.
And I don't like, I have a hard time with like the hard pretzels.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sharon is a skinny pretzel guy.
Yeah.
On the last episode of Let's Get to Know Rob and His Mom.
Yes.
We discussed a reason why, I wanted to know why there was a breakup between her and the Safeway manager she was dating.
That's right. Donovan. Yeah.
And we never picked up those chronicles.
Oh my gosh,
that
you're
it's
right.
Back, you and I, and just for some context,
yes.
For you listeners out there, if you're on KCJJ, Donovan was a gentleman who courted and dated Rob's mom.
In her single days. When she was a swinging divorcee.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also taught young Rob how to drive.
Right.
A stick?
No, just automatic.
Automatic.
Yeah.
Fair enough. On the back roads of?
Like Winchester.
Great.
Way out there.
And then Rob seemed to recall that once they got close, both him and his mom, Donovan and his mom, broke up.
And I asked my mom about it.
I alleged that you caused the breakup.
I did not.
Okay. What did Sharon say?
I approached her and I said, let's talk about Donovan. And she was like, okay, why? And I said, you guys broke up when I was in college, I believe. She says, yeah, that sounds right. But why?
Yeah, because he was Safeway corporate royalty.
Well, he was general manager at store 999
yeah.
while my mom was at 1300.
Ooh.
But they
were they both managers?
No, my mom was a front end manager. He was a general manager.
Got it. Is GM stronger than
Oh,
FM?
Absolutely. Yes. FEM.
Technically, HD radio is stronger than both.
Exactly.
Because you don't need a signal.
And it can bounce off the ionosphere if you have AM. But that's, we're getting in the weeds.
Dorkville.
They did work alongside each other for a while, but at the time they were dating, they were at different stores.
What caused the schism? The breakup.
Of the leaving the store?
The relationship.
Okay. So she told me that I didn't realize that he was a veteran. And I knew that.
Like, served this country,
yes.
Uncle Sam?
Yes. And there was some issues of PTSD. Mm. And that the relationship also wasn't going anywhere. Because they had dated for years. And there really hadn't been any advancement in it.
Aww.
And so she wrote him a letter saying as much.
A Dear John letter?
Yeah, a Dear James letter.
Dear Donovan letter.
A Dear Donovan letter. And told him as much. And this was in... We tried to math it out.
Mm-hmm.
Seems to be like Christmas of 89.
Wow.
Or just after, because for Christmas, she had gotten him a leather jacket.
Oh,
and
Sharon.
The day after she got the letter to him, she came out in the morning in the rain, and the leather jacket was crumpled up on her car in the rain. He had dropped it off and left, and that was that.
Man.
I know.
That
I know you wanted
something
more.
Something out of a Nicholas Sparks book.
You wanted something more, I'm sure.
No, but the crumbled up leather bomber on top of her Plymouth.
It was a blue Taurus
on top of her blue Taurus.
I think the paint had started to leave it already.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the cover of any romantic novel.
The crumpled jacket. That's the name of the book. The crumpled jacket.
He didn't want it.
No.
He didn't want. If he couldn't have her, he didn't want the jacket.
He didn't want the
if
jacket.
If he couldn't pound that pee, he didn't want the jacket.
Hey.
Excuse me, Mac. Got out of
control. Not okay at all. But
pee
yes.
could stand for anything.
I think you should stop digging.
Punch card. Maybe they went to
doesn't stand for
Subway
that.
Together.
No. But anyway,
split a foot long.
That's how it ended. Oh. And so now you have your answer.
Keep the jacket? I think that's a compelling fact there.
I would keep the jacket.
I think that's like, isn't that severance? If she's doing the breaking up?
Well, I mean, it's like he deserves it.
Yeah, I'm going to take this London fog and I'm going to wear it. I'm not
going to
think about
it.
See this watch I'm wearing now? This watch is from an ex-girlfriend. And does my wife hate that I wear it? Yes.
More than likely,
but
yeah.
She's not going to buy me a new one, and I'm not going to buy me a new one, so I wear it.
Yeah.
And do I think about her? No.
You know what, though? But in
but
the back of your
severance.
Mind, it is a subliminal reminder.
No, this isn't. I think a locket from your ex-boyfriend?
Yes.
Problem.
Okay. Well, I'm not wearing the locket anymore.
Watch?
Yeah.
That's, I mean, it's...
But don't you... The very fact...
It's a bracelet.
That's like a locket. A locket
I would be
is
wearing Sharon's sweet bomber jacket.
With
this watch.
And you'd say, hey, what time does my plane
take
off?
Hey. Look at this bright thing.
So...
Until someone else buys me... Even if Shannon bought me anyone,
yeah.
I'd still wear this.
Well, it wouldn't be like that. What it's a Breitling, right?
Yes.
It was mentioned... Isn't it mentioned in the show Hijack? Didn't one of the characters mention they had a Breitling?
Correct. Every fine pilot should.
I thought of you. I'm watching a movie about a hijacked plane.
It's such a good movie.
I watched it.
It's a show.
Yeah,
series,
I watched
Apple.
All episodes in 2 days.
They're great,
I'm
right?
I'm totally caught
Boom.
Up. Love it. Love it.
Can't,
very,
can't
very
help.
Good. And also,
I love it.
I mean, there's just right now, it seems to be a hot spot for TV. A lot of good stuff out there. However, Mike keeps saying, we're going to catch it in about 6 or 8 months when the new content is gone and there's no one to write it.
No, I'm watching. Oh, God. What is that crazy show? It's not even crazy. It's got,
I need a clue.
He's a cowboy in the South. It was like 5 years ago. They just rebooted it.
A cowboy in the South.
Can you ask, Matt, can you run, ask Shannon what show she's making me watch? I'm watching.
It's not like a Yellowstone.
No. I'm watching this.
Is it on a streamer?
It's like a cool updated Dukes of Hazzard, but with a lot of violence and a lot of sex.
Is it on a streaming service?
It's on a streaming service. And uh-huh. I thought it was almost current, but everyone has a Motorola flip phone. And then
so maybe it's set in the past.
That's what I thought it was.
Okay.
And I was like, it's called Justified.
Justified.
Yeah, not with Justin Timberlake.
That was his album.
Justified with Timothy
Oliphant.
Oliphant, yes. Yeah.
Handsome fella.
That guy's a dreamboat. And
has been for a long time.
You know what? I haven't been on his, he hasn't been on my radar, but now he's top three of today.
Okay.
If I could smash, I would.
Would you keep his leather jacket?
I mean, he's got some great style. Makes you want to be a cowboy. Or really a U.S. Marshal in...
I don't picture you as a cowboy.
In Kentucky.
Yeah.
So this show, I think Mike was on it years ago.
Okay.
Justified.
Not on it, but aware of it.
No, he was aware of it.
Yeah. He was on another Western show.
Started in 2013.
So it's old. It's 10 years old.
It's old.
It's like watching The Honeymooners.
It is old. And I'm sitting here. Thank you. This is the new guy. This is a reboot.
Oh, it's a reboot.
And this one, he's got a white beard, and I'm into that. But I'm going to wait. I can't jump to Justified City Primeval on FX. I'm still catching up on Justified.
So they're related.
Yes.
Is this a sequel or a reboot?
This is a reboot.
Okay.
This is like this next generation.
So you could watch it without watching the first one.
Correct.
But as a favor to yourself.
Now I'm here. Shan's been watching it, and I'm sure like she's been fantasizing about this gentleman as I have.
Sure. She likes a guy in a hat.
He's just a stud.
Now, do we know this guy? This is not Oliphant, is it?
It is.
Look at him.
He's
okay.
Distinguished. He's got a white beard.
Was he in the old one too?
Yes.
Oh, so wow.
This is like the next generation.
This is great. Any other stars in it?
No, but it's funny because that's why I call it like it's a rude point to me to say I feel like I'm watching Dukes of Hazzard because I know like Boss Hogg's always gonna come out and like be like, the Duke boys, but so
my father's encapsulation when I was very into the Dukes of Hazzard in third grade. And my father says, "You're watching that again?" I say, "Yes." He'd say, "Here's what that show is. There go them Duke boys again.
Crime happens.
Yes.
It's always like the Dixie Mafia coming through.
Yes.
And then Oliphant's character comes through, Marshall, and he's like, either he's on duty or off duty, but he always crosses the line.
Sure. You know what he does? He's a man who doesn't take no for an answer.
Yeah. And he
runs on his own time.
He's got the charisma of like, 10 male models. And he just like, everybody's swooning over him, including the guys.
It looks like it's set in a city. Is it set in a city?
He's a man amongst men. It's set in Kentucky.
Oh, okay. Maybe Frankfurt.
No.
Louisville?
Louisville.
Okay.
Louisville.
I'm fast running out of cities.
But they have like different towns. You just don't know if they're real or not. I haven't gotten that.
You know, the Dukes of Hazzard, I believe, was also set in Kentucky.
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe they're reusing the dirt sets. So
repainted all them General Lees.
It's like the latest one I'm on season 5.
Mm-hmm. God, you've really been watching it.
Well, yesterday when you're on the crapper and that's all you can do, you just go up and down and you leave the volume up. So
a lot of it you were following just by audio?
I haven't watched. I've just been listening like old-timey radio.
I was going to say, like, it's the old George Burns
show.
Yes. It's Jack Benny, brought to you by Jell-O.
I'm listening from the upstairs. He's got a...
And thinking of Timothy Oliphant.
Yes. He's got a new bit where if a criminal is wealthy, he will... And they have to go into the Huskow.
Yes.
He will drive their cars and live in their houses because they don't want, it's now a practice of the U.S. Marshals to live in the wealthy house and drive nice car.
I'm sure that's allowed.
That's what they've written into the script.
Of course.
So he's like basically courting the women in his life at this mansion. And women are like, you fight crime and you're like,
this
now you
gotta
live here.
This has got to be the nicest house in all of Kentucky.
Like a modern day Batman. And, and
Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, Bruce Wayne. And he's like, oh, there's no thing. Why don't you take your t-shirt off?
There's some of that.
Yeah. And then he realized that they're all like working him.
Yes.
Because they're trying to take his fortune. Like so everybody's always has an angle on him. He's like, oh, I didn't,
And he's got to be aware of it.
Like they'll steal all his money and then he'll be like, oh, I knew you were sweet on me. Like he has all these sayings that I don't even know what they mean. And
start jotting them down.
And it's just,
let's work them into the show.
He's got me. I think about him like, oh, I wonder if there's time for an episode of Justified tonight.
Since the show was 5 years or 10 years ago, there's always time for it. Yeah.
Too many flip phones.
But you know what? They're going to all have iPhone 14s in the new one.
Yeah, and then when
City Primeval.
So all the ex-husbands show up or ex-boyfriends show up because they just got out of jail for the girls he's dating. And he's like, you know, Joey is like, he goes, oh, I see you got a taste for the outlaws. Like he just has these like, just.
So it's jive. It's a little jive.
It's so jive. Yes. But I'm like mimicking the words he's saying because I'm like, I wonder if I could pull that off. This is what Shannon's into.
You know what? We need to get you the hat.
No, I can't. Yeah. I can't be a cowboy.
Well, no, that's more of a Marshall's hat. It's not a cowboy hat.
It's a Stetson.
Well, sure.
Definitely look that up. Pretty expensive.
Well, yeah, but you know what?
And also, I don't have a hat box. It takes a little too much space.
Treat yourself.
No.
Treat yourself to a Stetson.
Room for the stuff I have.
What you could do is store stuff in the hat. It would actually take up very little room. But like, put your socks in.
No, I'd stain it.
That's part of the charm.
No, this guy's hat is clean, and he gets beat up all the time.
See, that's another problem. Flip phones just and crazy. Clean hats. I hang my hats on hooks in my closet. You couldn't have room for that?
Do you have a Stetson?
I do not.
Oh, if you had one, I'd borrow it for a day.
It would be way too big.
Yeah, it's
you just look like a cartoon character.
I'm not doing the
hat.
Show justice. I'm just
so
not.
So to speak, do you have a denim shirt? No. Or some people call it chambray.
If anybody's out there, please just write me directly or DM me. Not just about squeaky wheel stuff. Mm-hmm. If you want to talk about Justified, I'm into that.
And also,
right now,
I would like to ask. Later. I ask very little of the audience. Send Oscar a hat.
No, don't do that.
Absolutely.
Don't do that.
Send
no, I'm
hat.
Very particular.
What's
send
your size?
Me a picture of a hat that I may want, and then I'll tell you if I want it.
What's your hat size? Do you know? I can guess.
No.
I think you're 7 3/8.
It's big.
Is it big?
It's big.
All right. 7.5.
Big dome.
Big dome. I lost, my head size went down when I lost the weight.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
But you're back at it.
No, hat still fit.
Really?
Yeah. Stomach huge. Hat fine. Just if you're keeping track. We come back. I want to put a button on the pretzel thing because
yes,
it's something
I'm sorry,
you're
I derailed
going.
Us.
That's all fine. You had to hear about the leather jacket.
Love it.
This is like, you know what it is? When we do the show, there's like little subplots.
You gotta pay attention, people.
Yeah, you do. Absolutely. So stick around. We'll be right back. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You know what? Maybe you wouldn't be so stressed running up and down to your bathroom if you had some dad grass. You take some of that tincture, man, you'd be all right. It's hot outside, but you can be chill with dadgrass on your summer vacation. Their legal, organic, smokable hemp products are TSA certified. Think of this. Enjoy the effects of cannabis with their low THC, high CBD pre-rolled joints, keeping a clear head. Imagine having like a single beer instead of a 12-pack. That's the awesome feeling you get from dadgrass. So explore their finest tinctures and gummies for all the mellow goodness that you want with no smoke required.
Mm.
And when you take it on that plane, I guarantee you, you're going to love your flight.
No one's going to question you.
No.
Either. You go through TSA.
It's all legal.
It's all legal.
Dadgrass is the ginchiest.
Is it?
It is.
Well, if you get the no CBD, then you're fine.
Well, ginchy means cool.
Oh, I thought that meant the level of CBD. I'm such
no,
a square.
It's not a scientific thing.
I don't even know if that saying's timely.
It was 70 years ago.
Okay.
The ginchiest. All dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 18 and over, and it ships right to your door anywhere in the U.S. Plus, as I mentioned, TSA certified. Right now, dadgrass is offering our listeners 20% off their order when you go to dadgrass.com/TMOS. Go to dadgrass.com/TMOS for 20% off your first order. That's dadgrass.com/TMOS. Thank you, Dodd Gross.
Mm.
So we were talking about pretzels, and we got your thoughts, and I got my mom's thoughts, and my dad I know is a Rod Pretzel guy. Rod Pretzel be a good DJ.
Yeah,
name.
He is.
But
yeah, he was
Pretzel Rod. And so I went to buy some at the store because I was craving pretzels, and I said, "But you know what goes best with pretzels is beer."
Oh,
but I can't have beer anymore. Not allowed.
I don't. That's a tough part about. Being an alcoholic.
Tell me about it. Like, I don't enjoy it.
Everything you love to eat, you remember pairing with something.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, look, I'm not beyond understanding that I've overindulged many times in my life,
mm-hmm.
but I never think about alcohol and food ever.
Oh, like a wine with steak?
I don't know enough about it.
Oh,
people have tried to teach me.
It's great. It can be really great. A martini before a dinner is just... Perfect.
That seems like a lot of work.
What if
I get full off that martini?
Well, don't eat the olive.
It just seems Like I've never thought about. I know that it's a classic. I've gone to wine tastings where they explain it to you.
Yeah, cheese.
But I'm always like, who like really thinks about food?
Oh, and absolutely.
Booze.
They did actually at Busch Gardens. One time I went and they had a pairing seminar in a small offshoot of the Festhaus restaurant where they gave you beers from around the world and foods that pair with them. It was fascinating.
We've done beers in the past with Bo that would allow for that. And we talk about it. I was never my thing. I'm not saying that it's not. I'm strictly like, I know that's what most people live off.
Yeah.
They don't just drink to drink it. They're like, okay, what can I? A fine wine with your steak.
I love pairing stuff. You know, it's like for
you used to.
Yeah, I loved pairing.
Unless you are now,
like a
find your body in
like
6 months.
A Mai Tai or a suffering bastard with Chinese food
sounds like a lot of work.
No, you're in a restaurant. Have them make it for you. Mm. A nice rum based drink with orgeat in it. It's wonderful. A good pairing.
You know, I'm like, I'm not lazy. It just seems by a lot of work it means where what like I've tasted a Manhattan.
Yeah. Manhattan's easy.
Yeah, but just give me ice and whatever I need or just whatever. I don't need to make it complicated.
I hate to bring this up.
Because I'm simple.
It's your immature palate. Ugh. This is the same guy that likes chicken nuggets.
I'm sure it is.
But it is.
No, I'm not saying otherwise.
So if you take like.
I like just to keep things linear.
I know you like your Jack, right? Jack
not
and
as
diet.
Much anymore.
But if you had Jack, you could make yourself an old fashioned with Jack or a Manhattan. And the ingredients that you add to it,
I don't
would
even
bring
need
it out.
To know because no, but, I just won't have it. I don't even have ketchup in my fridge, and sometimes I'll look at that and be like,
"Make my father very bitter."
Then we don't have mustard. We have nothing. I think we just got hot sauce.
I remember you sending the email out.
It's a sad existence at our house. But
I should go to the grocer and buy you some condiments.
No, I know where to get them.
I know, but you're not obviously getting them.
We don't make enough.
Them.
We have this. I guess you want to know, America, why I'm skinny? It's because of Noom and grapes and
yogurt.
Granola.
And yogurt.
And yogurt.
Yeah.
That's it.
But if I bought you like ketchup and mustard and say relish.
I could grill hot dogs.
Then you could grill hot dogs. You'd be right there.
Then maybe I wouldn't be, as my wife says, looking sexy again. Gross.
She's saying that?
She is.
She said it to me too. I don't know
she
what she
said that in forever.
She's saying it to everybody.
It's like I got
to
be waif like for her. Okay.
So I got my pretzel rods and I'm thinking, man, these would be good with beer. Sadly, I can't do it. And then I think, and I call my mom because she is my conscience at times.
Yes.
And I say, do you think non-alcoholic beer would be a trigger for me?
Oh, no.
And she says, I don't think so, because you like the flavor of beer. I said, I do very much. And she said, you know, and this was a nice moment when your mother says, I drink beer because I like what it does to me. I like the way it makes you feel. I don't like the taste of beer, so I would never drink a non-alcoholic beer. And I said, but if I were to get it, it's not like cheating. And she says, well, there's no alcohol in it. So no, it's not cheating. And it's not probably going to drive you to drinking anything else because that's not what you're about. You like the flavor. I said, yes, I guess you're right. So I went.
I was just like, this is a clown car following a clown car. Why is your mom the expert? What about calling your doctor?
Well, no, because this was more of a moment, a momentary decision. And so I went and I was in Giant. I had my pretzels and I went to the aisle. And at the very end, there is Beck's non-alcoholic beer. Ta-da! And remember, Beck's was my brand when I was treating myself when I was drinking beer. And so I knew that a lot of alcoholics go to the non-alcoholic stuff. And I grab it. And do you know how much it costs? I would think that a non-alcoholic beer would be less, wouldn't you?
No, it's going to cost more.
It was $12 for a six-pack.
Yeah, that's what you get.
So I got it. And I went home and I popped one open.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, alcohol has not touched my lips for nearly 17 months.
Correct.
And I tasted it, and it had that familiar Beck's bitterness and the cold suds and the bubbles. And you know what? It was quite pleasant.
Yeah? Did you wake up with your pants on your head and
no, actually.
And Carrie standing over you?
I had two of them with pretzels,
okay.
And that was enough. But you know what? I think this is like when a diabetic, and remember, I've dealt with this too,
I can equate it to like having sugarless candy.
Yeah, but Rob, I love how, look, I'm rooting for you.
Thank you.
But you don't have a track record. You dealt with diabetes after you basically went into a diabetic coma.
Well, no, I was never in a coma if I was diabetes. They discovered it when I was, you know.
Your feet were huge.
Mm-hmm.
We were begging you forever. You ignored all the signs. You finally went to the doctor and said, oh, got a problem.
Yeah.
So you didn't deal with it.
It was dealt with.
You just ignored it.
I ignored it and then it was dealt with.
And I don't mean to minimize.
No, it's fine.
You've done. So to say that you won that battle, you know.
Well, it resolved itself.
Yes. And then the other side is, doesn't non-alcoholic beer contain a little bit of alcohol?
No,
mine does not.
It has none.
I'm on here right now. It says.
I actually just pulled this up as well. It contains no more than orange juice.
Okay.
See?
Because it says here, non-alcoholic beer does contain a small amount of alcohol, but it's very minimal. In the United States, to be classified as non-alcoholic, the beer must have less than 0.5 alcohol by volume ABV.
And it also says on this site that Mac pulled up, non-alcoholic beer is not bad for your liver.
Yeah, I'm not an addiction medicine specialist. I'm not Dr. Drew, and I don't know. I guess my concern, and I'm, well, you'll see when the people start writing us.
They will, that's
God
fine.
God bless them, don't be mean.
No, tell me the truth. Tell me what you found out.
Be, you know, constructive. Oh, and if Rob's right, then you can say that as well.
But it was, for me, it was certainly not a trigger. I didn't know how it would make me feel. It was not a trigger. It felt good to taste it. And it wasn't so delicious that I thought, oh my God, I wish I had the real thing. And it was sort of, in my own way, reassuring that I could do it and not
turn into the Tasmanian Devil.
And I didn't turn into the Tasmanian Devil.
I feel like that.
It was a similar feeling to when I first took Robert to Jimmy's when I was dry. And I thought that's going to be a hard environment to go to. And you get through it.
No, I'm not. Look, this is a journey that we're both navigating.
Sure.
I feel like the non-alcoholic beer at this, and maybe it's not early, it's been 17 months,
mm-hmm.
is like just the tip, just for a little bit, you know?
Maybe.
Where you're like, and then next thing you know, you're having unprotected sex all the time.
Oh, I don't think non-alcoholic beer will make
then
me do that.
You're on My Teenage Mom.
What? I'm on
MTV.
It? I would be horrible on that program. Yeah,
but in your case, yeah. Like, you know, we're finding you on the floor.
No, you know what? If I ever got even close to doing it, I would call somebody and say, I can't do this right now. But I don't think that this is, I don't think what I committed was a crime. I don't think it was.
It's not a crime. It's just, I think we don't discuss this enough.
Okay.
My wife's father
mm-hmm.
Passed away from alcoholism.
Right.
Or dementia, but as a byproduct of alcoholism.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a handful of family members on my dad's side and my mom's side that I know. So you start thinking about all these, like, and I'm sure, you know, we can all ratchet it down or go completely cold mm-hmm. turkey.
But I also should say that.
I've seen some of them drink non-alcoholic and be okay. And mm-hmm. I've seen others just say, I can't handle that.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to try it.
Yeah.
And you know
it's
what?
It's like taking a jump off the high dive without anybody saying you got to dive.
It made the pretzels taste better.
Ugh. Which pretzels again?
What's that?
What kind of pretzels again?
Oh, they were Snyder's of Hanover rods.
Ah, just like Paw.
Just like Paw.
Oh, man.
And he was
HBS
probably...
HBS is a rod guy, and so is Rob Spiewak. Rod guy.
Rod with two Ds. He was probably in Miami having the same thing, but with the real Bex.
Yeah, I think it's tough. You don't have a support system. Everybody around you drinks.
My mom said something, which is great. She said, I think it's fine because you really like the taste of beer. I don't.
Yeah, but that's... Think of that statement.
Well, think of it, yeah.
I don't know enough about this. This is your life, and I love you, and I'm not even supposed to be here chastising you.
I know, no. Well, you're not supposed to be here, but you're always supposed to chastise me. And the next time I speak to my therapist, I'll bring it up. But
I say you go therapist first, and then call Sharon, and then you split the difference.
Well, I was going
to
say.
I'll actually talk to my mom, because my family is also recovering alcoholics. I'll actually talk to her and see what she thinks about that.
I would love I'd love the feedback because this was a decision I made on my own.
Yeah, because it does feel icky in a way. But
it does, and you know what? Up until it was brought up, I think it was is some guy that we talked about in the news that gave non-alcoholic beer to his kids.
Yeah.
And I said, I don't understand why people would drink it. And then I just got to thinking about, you know what? It's really tough sometimes, especially we've had a pretty weather, and I associate it with sitting out on the deck with a beer. And I just, that's something I don't get anymore. And it's sad.
You got to get a little Polaroid of you, like with a bunch of tubes inside of you from the hospital bed. And anytime you're like, oh, I wish you pull that out and just sober up.
I don't need a Polaroid. I remember the tubes.
Or maybe that's old. You like old timey stuff. Maybe like a glass slate that you carry around with you at all times.
You mean, how about like a tintype?
Yes.
Like a Matthew Brady picture?
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe. But anyway, look at me.
Look at you.
I was able to pass the test.
You made it to work. Sober.
Well.
Or so they say. I can't. I'm open. I hope I'm
steady
wrong.
Steady as a rock.
Look at
steady
this guy.
Steady as a rock.
Steady.
Steady Eddie. But it was, I just, you
steadily
know
steadily gaining weight.
That Well,
Poor
that
guy.
Too. Yeah.
We got to find you another addiction.
What do you recommend?
I don't know. Editing audio.
Baby, when I stop,
yes.
I just start shaking.
I just want to edit audio.
I just want to noise reduce.
Rob's output is tremendous. Ever since he went dry, all he wants to do is work.
That'll happen. Okay, we're going to take a break, and I have zoo news.
Zoo news.
Not morning zoo.
I like zoo news.
Actual
Zoolander?
Zoo. Could be. We're back after
find
this
out.
On the Mike O'Mara Show. I got it right here, Oscar.
Oh, sweet.
That's my Groove Wallet Go.
Love it.
It is so
cool. I'll hold it up to the camera.
Thank you very much. This podcast is sponsored by Groove Life. It's 2023. Are you still using the same wallet from 2003? You got to update your wallet, dude. The Groove Wallet is a sleek, low-profile aluminum wallet engineered for everyday use. I still carry the original wallet, too.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. But
double duty.
What you got to know is that'll hold 6 cards for easy access, and it comes with Groove Life's 94-year no BS guarantee. And they just launched what Oscar just showed you. A new attachment, the Groove Wallet Go is a perfect low-profile companion to your Groove Wallet on your iPhone 12, 13, or 14 that uses innovative micro-suction technology that gives you the ability to add 3 cards plus cash. It's amazing. I thought it would be like a peel and stick sticker.
Yes.
No, it's not. It doesn't leave anything on your phone, and it also attaches through your case.
It's sweet.
It is so awesome, and I never... You know what? How many times have you forgotten your credit card, but you've never forgotten your phone?
Yeah, always have the phone.
Got your phone with you.
Now you have your wallet.
So don't forget, Groove Life also makes the best belts in the world. They've got great stuff on their website, so check it out. It's time to bring your wallet into the 21st century. Head to groovelife.com/TMOS for 20% off all Groove Life products. That's the best offer you'll find. But you have to use the link groovelife.com/TMOS for 20% off your order. One last time. That's promo code TMOS for 20% off your order. Just click the button on our website. And thank you, Groove Life. It's so nice when a sponsor has a fit like that and they send stuff we love. I'm wearing the belt. I got 2 wallets. I love my Groove Life. So.
Great for if your kid's going back to college, you got a grandkid, whatever that may be.
Yeah.
Fantastic. It is, you know, the wallet that's like a switchblade.
Yeah.
I love, but this guy may be my new go-to. It's just right there.
Yeah, I keep
done.
That, but you put your key 3
cards.
Yeah,
but whether I got my phone, good to go.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Anyway, so thank you, Groove Life. Now, do you ever go to the zoo in D.C.? We've got a great zoo here, the National Zoo.
Yeah, closed this past weekend after our big storms that blew through the area.
Right.
Because of trees down. The National Zoo is a staple, for those of you not in the D.C. area, is a staple for every family visit.
It's
and
wonderful.
It is tremendous.
Yeah.
It's great.
It is. They've got the elephants.
Yeah.
They've got all the great
apes.
They got
the pandas.
Oh, the pandas are... Okay, folks, here's a secret. Pandas are overrated.
Oh, I hate that you say that.
Well, I mean, you know what? You like the yearly hubbub about the pandas?
When they get pregnant.
Well, they're pregnant, and right now the cub is the size of a stick of butter.
It seems like it's an efficient way for you just to be like a contrarian.
No.
The pandas are cool. They're cute. They're cuddly.
They'd kill you.
And they could probably kill us, as we learned in Tropic Thunder, but...
That's what I base it on.
I don't see them at any other zoos.
No, that's true. We're very special because of that. I don't know if they have any pandas at the Chinese zoo I'm about to tell you about, though. This is in Hong Kong.
Oh, well, they would, right? They're there.
Well, maybe they're visiting and not in captivity. But the headline reads, Zoo in China denies speculation that its bears are actually humans in disguise.
No. Oh.
Now, I don't know if you remember.
I've seen these photos, by the way. We are on the same page.
This is the same zoo that was accused and found guilty of dying dogs and passing them off as wolves.
Yes.
Well, this is a kind of bear. It is it went viral, I think, yesterday. It's called a Malayan sun bear. Mm. And they're smaller than regular bears.
Okay.
But one picture went viral. And can we bring that picture up, Mac? Thank you.
Yeah.
And it is so clearly a man in an outfit to me. Right down to the fact that he has wrinkles in his costume on the butt.
Well, yeah, but that guy's...
And he's wearing skinny jeans.
He's wearing the... It looks like he's wearing like the dark navy blue public rec jeans or pants.
Yes.
The workday pants, yes. One of my favorites.
Uh-huh.
And he's wearing black loafers.
he's not wearing shoes, but he could very easily be wearing shoes.
Look
at the legs.
A bear that stands up is not shocking to me anymore because we've seen all the videos of some of these bears. They have a name for them.
Grizzly? Black?
No, there's
brown?
Like a pedal.
Bipedal?
Bipedal,
yeah.
Bears. And I've seen enough TikToks with bears getting into hot tubs. So,
but when the bear stands, he tends to stand like hulking over for balance.
This guy has...
You know, he's waving.
Yeah, this is definitely a bear suit. Because... The posture alone is something that from the 1930s.
Yeah, well,
he went to finishing school.
He has better posture than me.
Yes. This guy could put like a stack of encyclopedias on his head and walk around.
So a lot of people, they say, you know.
Even the paws look too perfect.
They are. They are perfect paws.
Man.
People have commented on TikTok and all the socials.
Yeah,
previously, some tourists thought that I was too tiny to be a bear. But I have to emphasize, this is the bear's Twitter account, mm-hmm. or X. I have to emphasize again, I'm a Malayan sun bear, not a black bear, not a dog, a sun bear.
No, it's a Mohegan sun bear. It's a gamble.
Oh, from the casino?
Yeah, a gamble that everybody would be tricked by. This is a solid costume.
Yeah. Oh, it's very good.
The posture's too great, though. And the wrinkles on the pants, the bear suit pants.
Yeah. He should have hit the dry cleaner. Yeah.
Definitely not custom made.
It's the Hangzhou Zoo.
Mm.
And they issued a statement because they were getting so many complaints that they're passing off a bear.
Please.
That is actually a human.
Drop it on me.
They said, sun bears could be very lifelike. They stand like humans and walk like humans, adding that sun bear mothers could carry their babies with their hands and walk on their hind legs. I never thought it could be a human in disguise, but it really... No, I'm sorry. That's not the part of the quote. The other quote says they can't possibly be a human because they'd be too hot in the outfit.
This is why I love America, people.
Yes.
In the States, like it's funny. Sometimes we can't figure out what our politicians are doing.
Right.
But we can sure find fakes because in Latin American culture, growing up, it was always like a chupacabra here and there every other afternoon.
Right.
And not the dingo ate my baby type of story. It was like the chupacabra is stealing like satchels of gold out of this one bank in Mexico. So it was always something, some financial matter.
Exactly.
And then there was some salacious story that the chupacabra was having chupacabras.
Babies.
And that, you know, a pueblo just outside of Cozumel was displaying them like a goat farm, like a petting zoo.
Right.
So what's to say there couldn't be a guy in a suit just saying, hey, that one bear isn't really, it's just slothy. Maybe it's a little sick that we got to show these people a little something to get out there in the suit.
I have a official statement from the Zhanghao Zoo. They declined NBC News's request for a phone interview.
Of course they did.
But an audio recording posted by Chinese state media, and you can trust them, says an employee denied the allegation, saying that, quote, humans cannot last for more than a few minutes in a fursuit under the high temperatures in that area during the summer, 104 degrees.
Well, tell that to any furry in America.
I know. That really,
go to Comic-Con, see what they're walking through. Baltimore. How many times have I seen some guy dressed up in a cartoon-sized suit? They're saying, like, I wonder if that guy's got AC in that thing. That's the summer.
No,
he's walking over to the Hooters on the Inner Harbor. Like, there's no problem.
Looking for a lady.
Yeah.
And while we've got you, Matt, can you show us the fake lion, please?
Oh, no, that's a dog.
That's quite clearly
that's
a dog.
That's definitely a dog.
But I like it, too.
Yeah, we used to have in college, this is how classy my time at Morgantown was.
Yeah.
By the way, fondest memories. Let's go Mountaineers. We had a chow mix.
Sounded pretty pretty sincere.
Well, it was years ago, right?
I understand.
20 years ago. I'm just trying to muster the energy of burning couches and winning football games.
They frown on that now.
Even when you win them, you burn them.
Sure, burn them down.
No, I had a great experience. But back to the Bears.
Yes.
Had a chow mix, like a dog, in our communal house with the ladies that I lived with.
Oh, I remember this, yeah.
And the chow mix was huge, but also looked like a baby bear.
Okay.
So, like any other college family, we would somehow allow this little guy to escape our porch and scurry around town.
Now, did you purposely let him do it?
Okay. But his name was Bear. So we were at our neighbor's house up the street. This is on Jones Ave, right off of Grant Ave, for those of you in the know. And we're drinking beers on the porch, and out of the blue, Bear, like, just, you know, like he sidles up to one of the guys on the couch.
Right.
And that guy's hammered. And then he didn't see Bear walk up onto their porch from our porch.
Sure.
And my roommate Megan comes out and says, "Bear!"
Oh no!
So this good old boy from Wheeling, West Virginia, looks over and because he's hammered, thinks it's a bear and freaks the F out, and proceeds to like scare himself enough to fall off the side of the porch.
That's pretty great.
Yeah, and that's when we were like, oh, we got to put some sort of light on this because it's dark, right?
Yeah.
Not all porches in West Virginia have lights on them like they do in suburbia.
No, the candles sometimes.
Yeah, you're just drinking and you're being lit up by people smoking marijuana or e-cigarettes, I imagine now. So when you see something furry the size of a little bear, you think it's a bear.
Yeah, and you're adjacent to wilderness.
Yeah, and everybody's hunting, trying to put off their venison on you because they don't have enough room in there. Their freezer.
Hey, I got some venison for you.
But chows, if they get big enough, like, I don't know what dog this is. Reminds you of my guy Tyson slash Bear in the days of WVU.
Well, I just say this. If you go to a zoo, demand authenticity.
Please.
Please, please. We don't want any
This guy, so bear suit. Yes. If you've seen it, see it today on our video.
Love it.
This guy is, you got to hunch over. He's too perfect.
I think I see a zipper.
Look at that gut. Not a bear gut. That's a human gut.
That's a human gut. He had two non-alcoholic beers last night.
Flat chest. That doesn't work out. Come on.
Back after this.
Get some muscles.
Oscar.
Yes.
Well, it is so hot outside.
How hot is it?
The federal courts just indicted Donald Trump's space heater.
No. That diminishes an indictment.
Was that anything?
No, all right. It's history happening right now.
In our very midst. So let's not focus on history.
I sometimes wonder about your politics, Buick.
Just writing a joke, pal. Yeah, well, anyway. So it's time to focus on your faith. And thanks for helping.
You're welcome.
It's time to
sold that one to the audience. Can't do it. I'm a patriot.
I'm a patriot.
I don't know. Sometimes.
I love America.
Talk to you and Kerry. Questions.
Kerry hates America. I love it. It's time to focus on your face. And DermGlow has everything in one place. DermGlow has everything guys and gals need to battle Mr. Sunshine, and a lot of it is on sale. You got to check it out. With DermGlow, enjoy fast shipping and worldwide delivery. They even offer afterpay for your convenience, so enhance your loveliness with virtual skin consultations and find the perfect products for you. And if you can't decide, grab an e-gift card from DermGlow. Always a winner. Visit DermGlowSkin.com today, the ultimate facial boutique featuring facials and products by the pampering esthetician. She's the best esthetician. Reach out today and tell them that American televangelist Uncle Baby Billy Freeman sent you. Enjoy smooth skin and snow white hair with DermGlow. And don't miss Baby Billy's Bible Bonkers on most of these CBS stations. You'll go bonkers. Check your local listings. Some restrictions apply. Judges' decisions are final. Void in Minnesota.
The Righteous Gemstones season finale
is so great.
Spared no expense. The set for Baby Billy's Bible Bonkers, off the charts. I could not believe they spent that much money on a fake game show.
It was
on
so
a fake
good.
Set.
Yes.
And it was a slow burn throughout the season because this guy was trying to sell us on a game show.
I didn't think we'd ever see it.
But the set looks better than some real game shows.
Yes.
And if you don't even care about
and
the series,
a live band.
Watch this the last episode of the latest season, season 4.
I think it is season 4, yeah.
It's well worth it. It's full circle. And
a tremendous ending, too.
What a game show set.
After that, even the final ending for the season is sensational.
Didn't really understand it, but you'll have to explain it to me.
They're back being a family.
I get it.
Sweet. But, you know. Sweet. Although, you know, it's been a very gutsy season for them. I don't know if I could have... I probably could have done without the full nudity during the fight.
Lots of dong. If you're into that, ladies or gentlemen.
Yes.
There's lots of full frontal, and they are packing.
Yes, so
that's a compliment.
Double thumbs better. Up on that show. Yep. As a matter of fact, Robert, my son, had watched a couple episodes this season, and Carrie was trying to explain to him all the stuff, and there's a lot of plot lines going on.
You could just watch this season, and you don't have to worry about it.
Well,
right?
Carrie likes to explain.
I got it.
And so what I said, son, what you should do is start from the first season and watch it all the way through.
Just like I did with Justified.
Yes, and he came down. He said, Dad, I just finished the first couple episodes of Gemstones. I said, yeah? He says, fire.
Oh.
So he liked it, which is good. But yeah, that show is really strong. That's really my pick right now for television. But it's over. Did you see, while we're here, we'll just do this.
Yeah, please.
Did you watch the
Baby Billy's Bible Bonkers.
The Beanie Baby movie.
Started it.
On Apple.
It just came out. Thank you for mentioning it. Started watching it. My only exposure to this pop culture phenomena.
And it was crazy.
Was my foreign mom wanting to get a purple Beanie Baby from McDonald's.
Oh, the mini babies that they gave in the Happy Meals. Yeah.
Cause we're a home full of, we don't think about these things until after the fact, right?
Okay, yeah.
And my parents, like, I wasn't a Beanie Baby baby.
No, it came after my childhood.
I feel like I was in high school when this happened.
Yeah, I think
I was prime age for it.
You were?
Yeah.
I love your perspective. And I just remember my mom asking me to go to McDonald's as a teenager to find these purple Beanie Baby. I just didn't make enough sense. And when I would go, the person at McDonald's in Olney would always say, oh, honey, they're gone. They've been gone forever.
Oh, yeah. I remember going through McDonald's drive-thru hoping for a certain Beanie Baby that they had.
Yeah.
And all that. But
because of the value, right?
Me personally, it was not.
What, they just wanted to hide them in dark places?
No, they
were
literally just toys to me.
Oh, like, wanted to play with them?
I wanted to play with them.
Didn't collect?
No. I did have friends who did, who were like, they were saying, oh, yeah, this is going to be money someday, just like Pokemon cards. Although Pokemon's cards kind of did go up in value. But yeah, Beanie Babies, I never bought into that. I just played with them.
Stuff animals the size of chicken nuggets.
Yeah. And right? I probably had most 10 Beanie Babies.
Okay, well, so, you weren't like a big collector. You just like drool all over them. How old were you, by the way?
Probably like 8.
Oh, the funny answer would be 20.
Yeah.
He's
not to that level yet.
He's learning.
He
had a stomach bug. Okay, so.
I have 2 Beanie Babies to this day.
Oh, this guy. Thank God you came through in the clutch. Why do you still have them?
Because, you know what? I don't collect them because they're Beanie Babies. I collect the Elvis Beanie Baby because it's an Elvis thing. And the Walrus as Paul is a Beatles thing.
Okay.
And the Walrus.
Expensive?
No. I had like $4 or $5, I think, when I got them.
So you have them displayed. They're not still in the plastic.
No.
Did you watch this movie?
I did.
What'd you think?
Thought it was fascinating.
Really?
I didn't realize.
I gotta finish watching it.
I didn't realize that it was as big of a thing as it was. And the fact that at one point they bandied this statistic, 63% of Americans owned at least one Beanie Baby.
Finally, I'm in a minority in some other category.
But also remember, it was huge for launching eBay, which they get into.
Yep.
They were the first company, sales-related company, retail company, to have a website. Very forward-thinking.
The setup I watch, is it just one film or is it multiple?
No, it's one. It's a solid 2 hours.
Great. was...
And Zach Galifianakis is great.
They're laying out the prime characters. Mm-hmm. Who's the villain in this? Because I'll watch it, but I want to know who is the villain. Like, how do they... What's the demise? Like, tell... Like, what's compelling about this?
What's
outside
compelling
of the business
about it,
side of... which I will care for.
You will
thank
love,
you.
You will love yes. it. The compelling thing is that everyone is banking on the fact that these are going to appreciate based on the way he does limited runs of everything.
Yes.
And then America realizes this is nonsense.
Like these stink or there's too many of them.
The whole industry just folds. I won't get into the details.
Do they get into the counterfeit aspects of...
Not so much counterfeiting as the fact that they changed the production line the way they did it. You'll love the way they advance the company. Mm-hmm. The villain is probably Zach Galifianakis.
Who plays Ty?
Ty Warner. And
that's T.Y., I remember that.
Yeah, and he courts the three ladies. The two ladies he courts. And the younger one is the one that leaves him because even though she designed the website and really kept the company valid and explained business to him, at her time that she left, she was still getting paid $15 an hour.
Oh, no.
So I think he's the villain, but a lot of good stuff in it. And the fact that he made over $1 billion, but then went to jail for tax evasion, it's kind of a sweet ending.
Brutal. Yeah.
But anyway, I'm not ruining any spoilers here. Because,
no. There's no spoilers. It's a business documentary.
But you
right?
will like it. I think you'll like it. I hope
I'll
take a peek.
I'll watch it tonight.
Yeah, watch it from the toilet, Oscar. It'll be good.
I'm feeling better. I wouldn't come into work. I'm no hero.
You are a hero.
Today technically is my day off.
You're my hero.
Yeah. And I said, there must be a show.
Yes.
Mike, can we do a show?
Did I ever tell you that you're my hero?
And he said, yes.
You're everything I want you to be. Yes.
It's his show. Yeah, I had to ask if we could do one.
Yeah, he said it was cool.
Yes.
It was cool. You're a cool hero.
Oh, feel like it.
We will have the flip side after these important messages. Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America and is now available in sugar-free. Years in the making, Hydration Multiplier Sugar-Free uses a proprietary zero-sugar hydration solution with no artificial sweeteners, with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness. Liquid IV hydrates twice as fast than water alone. And that's fantastic, especially in this heat. We've got like a 48-hour respite here in the D.C. area, but we're going to have the heat back this weekend, and the rest of the country is sizzling. So you've got to keep your daily routine exciting with 3 new flavors. I love the white peach. Oh, it's so good. Green grape.
I love green grape.
Green grape is the best. And lemon lime. Not only will you feel awesome, but you'll also be making a positive impact on the world because Liquid IV has donated over 39 million servings to over 50 countries. Be like us and drink Liquid IV.
Did you get your water bottle?
I did. Isn't it awesome?
You got to bring it in. We got to have some product placement. I didn't bring mine in today. I didn't know it was going to be on the show.
Well, you're sick.
But Mac, from now on, they sent us these sweet water bottles.
Yes.
I just want to drink Liquid IV with the logo right here on set.
Yeah, I could do that.
And Oscar will also wear the same team's jersey to see them play and the concert t-shirt to the concert.
I'm a big fan.
A big fan. He's a hero. Real people, real flavor, real hydrating, and now sugar-free. Grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco. I seen it there. But you can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you use promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. And now my daughter.
Hello.
There she is. Oh. Side down. Roll over. Roll it.
Let me roll it. The flip side.
Speaking of Julia, one of her favorite things that I make is a peach cobbler.
Oh.
And it's
what do you pair that with?
Brandy? I would
non-alcoholic brandy.
I would do that with a light Prosecco. No. That would be me, but
I don't know.
But anyway, it's one of her favorite desserts that I make, and she's made it before, and she always forgets the recipe, and I was going to call her and tell her. She says, Dad, call me and leave me a voicemail of the recipe, and then I can transcribe
it. Oh, that's sweet.
And then she said, and then I'll have your voice saying it. I said, okay, but you're not allowed to listen to it after I die. That's what I said to her. And she laughed. She said, okay.
Probably like weeped openly.
No, she was fine. She was fine.
But she almost died this summer. Or last summer.
Yeah.
Or last spring.
Yeah. March of what?
2002.
Yeah.
2002.
22.
No.
Well.
that non-alcoholic beer.
Now we know it's really working on him.
That's right.
O2. Know.
Here's a perfect job for Mike. The Uno company that makes the Uno cards.
Yes.
And Mike was way into Uno when he was up in Maine,
correct,
right? They've come out with a new game called Uno Quattro, which means 1-4, doesn't
it? Yes, it does.
And they want to hire a professional Uno player to demonstrate the game. You can make a good living, but there's a catch.
We're looking for our very first chief Uno player.
As our chief Uno player, your job is to play and teach people our latest game, Uno Quattro. And the best part of all, we'll pay you $4,444.44 a week for 4 weeks. All you have to do is play Uno Quattro 4 hours a day, 4 days a week for those 4 weeks.
As the chief Uno player, you're the kind of person that takes Uno everywhere, and you're not afraid to get a little competitive.
But you see, when you break it down, that sounds really great, but really it's just like a $19,000 prize.
Still a scam. They can't afford to get quality audio in the commercial.
That's true. I did think about that.
To pay you on time.
I did think about that. What they need is a skip for, pick for, whatever, one of those cards that would just skip the commercial.
It's just, it's like the guy sounded like he was in the bathroom.
Maybe he was appealing
to you.
It
was so terrible. I'm like, come on. Do you think I want to be on the Don's Johns with you while you play this thing?
That is a sensational graphic, Mac.
Looks like fun.
It does.
Not going to lie.
I like that.
Colorful.
There's $100 bills flying everywhere.
Lots of cheaters in the Uno.
Yeah.
Lots of cheaters.
Do you cheat?
No, but my nephew does. I know he's six, but it really drives me nuts.
Do the reverse. The reverse is how
cheat
you win.
Cheat
on him? No. The reverse card.
I don't want to cheat.
So, a lady in Florida,
yes.
So many stories have started this
yes.
way. A lady in Florida is doing a vlog. That's a video blog, you know.
Thank you.
About sewing.
Ooh, a lost art.
And you can see in the window behind her the car that comes up and hits the wall of her house.
No.
And it's the sound is not great, but there's something about it that I really enjoy.
This is my sewing room, and it gives you lines where you can put the trim. Mm-hmm. All I saw were airbags. So I kept saying, are you okay? Are you okay? One of the cops said had that been less of an incline, she would have gone into the house. I think the funniest thing was that the painting waited to fall off the wall. It was like, oh yeah, me too.
It was great because you saw the car through the window hit the wall and a bunch of things fell off the shelf because it got hit that hard. And then like a full second later, a painting falls.
Do you know how to sew a button?
Of course.
On a shirt?
Yeah.
Is that something you learned in home ec?
You just figure it out.
I got to watch a YouTube video.
You do. I bet you don't
My
have
mom a... has a Singer sewing machine.
Yeah, that's not what you need for a button, though. You
that's
need a needle
much, right?
and thread.
Mm.
Yeah. A Singer sewing machine is way out of your league.
Really?
Yeah. What you need is a needle and thread for mending things.
I wish there was a flex tape for buttons.
Glue?
No, I kid you not.
You couldn't possibly do it because you have to play around it.
A piece of flex tape?
Yeah, but I mean, but the button can't be taped down. It has to have the
double-sided.
But still,
but flex glue.
The flex glue could be, but it's got to be fabric glue, right?
Yeah, but if you get it to the edge of the button ceases to be effective, and you're going to need that coverage.
And if it rips right out?
That's right.
What if it rips the fabric as well?
Oh, man. You got to learn to sew a button.
I don't mind doing that. It just seems like it's such an antiquated version of... Like I could print a button, but I can't
call
put
Phil.
It on my shirt.
Call who?
Phil.
Who's Phil?
The flex tape guy.
Oh, Phil. He could make a fortune if he could just have like a flex tape, a button adhesive. I'm telling you. Think about the replay value on that. Keeps popping off. Keep putting it back on.
Do you have a dry cleaner you use regularly?
I know I could take it to them. It just seems simple. All I see are these like old timey movies with people in war fixing up their uniforms. Why can't I put a little button on my shirt?
You're the one who's stopping it.
I don't want to do it the old-timey way.
What?
Send me a piece of tape that's double-sided.
Yes, please. And send him a hat.
And then I can light it. Oh, I could light it with a lighter, and that activates the adhesive, and then boom.
What?
Adhesive. Okay. That's a hard word.
It is
I'm running. I need to wet my whistle.
Words are hard.
Saliva.
You know what? I really do regret that Mike is not here today because I wanted to play this for him. But I think you can relate to it as well.
I'm back.
There's a comic. His name is Nick Griffin. He sounds like a heavy guy. He's not a heavy guy.
Okay.
But he shares a thought that I have about ice cream. And I think you will agree too. Nick Griffin.
So I had ice cream the other night. It's a different experience as an adult than it is as a kid, right? You have ice cream as a kid, you know, all your friends are around. It's daytime. It's joyful. Yay. You have ice cream as an adult. It's dark. You're by yourself. You're alone talking to yourself. I shouldn't be doing this. This is stupid. This is stupid. I guess what I'm saying is I need money.
And that is ringing very true for me.
Oh, that's perfect. These pretzels are making me thirsty.
I'm eating ice cream in the dark. Mm. That's it, folks. Thank you for joining us for another perfect episode of TMOS. Thank you, Oscar.
Thank you.
I had a blast.
Thank you, Mac.
Thank you.
Thanks, Boney. Mike, feel better.
Yeah, Mike, feel better. Don't forget, you can always reach us. Messages and talking head requests can be sent to Rob. That's me. Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. Our mailing address is 1900 M Street Northwest, Suite 400, Washington, D.C. 20036. And don't forget to spend some time at MikeOMaraShow.com. Thank you for listening and join us again for the best part of your day. Buy a fruitcake, The Mike O'Mara Show. So for Mike O'Mara and Oscar Santana, this is Rob Spiewak saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Mac, are you going to say goodbye?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Want more? Make sure you check out The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.